This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The CJP has withdrawn its agitation after the government agreed to its demands. Union ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh today held the third round of discussion with the CJP delegation, focusing on its demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent paper leaks. Later, in a joint press conference with the CJP delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said during the meeting the government agreed to the demands of the CJP that no action should be taken against the protesters and no FIRs should be filed against them.
सबसे पहली बात तो ये है कि कोई भी एक्शन एफआईआर ना हो और अगर है तो वो विड्रॉ हो और उसको विड्रॉ करने की बात कोई भी एक्शन नहीं होगा इस बात को सरकार ने स्वीकारा है जो प्रोटेस्टर्स के साथ प्रोटेस्ट के दौरान हुआ है उसी तरीके से फ्यूचर में भी जो ऑर्गेनाइजर्स हैं और प्रोटेस्टर्स हैं उनका इस एक्टिविटी के लिए कोई भी उन पर आगे केस नहीं होगा इस बात को हम लोगों ने माना है.
CJP's chief spokesperson Sarav Das announced to withdraw the agitation in good faith, expressing hope that the agreed-upon terms will be executed within the agreed-upon timelines. Earlier today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned and tendered his resignation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said he was pained by the prevailing situation during the past 10 days following students' protest. He said it was not a matter of prestige for him. He said he had taken into account the situation at Jantar Mantar in New Delhi as well as the situation across the country. Mr. Pradhan said that service to the nation is the highest priority of his life and he will remain forever dedicated to it. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched a sharp attack on the Congress and the Samajwadi Party, saying that the paper leak mafia is the legacy of these very parties. He asserted that there are only two places for those who play with the future of students, jail or hell. The Chief Minister was addressing a public gathering today after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of 125 development projects worth more than 489 crore rupees for the Fatehpur Sadar and Ayasha Assembly constituencies. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that entry gates for Rajiv Chowk, Mandi House, Janpath and Central Secretariat Metro stations are now open. Meanwhile, Delhi Police has advised citizens to avoid travelling towards the New Delhi area due to heavy crowds and high traffic congestion observed across the district. Sharing an advisory, the police directed commuters to use alternative routes to prevent delays and ensure a hassle-free journey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. President Draupadi Murmu has concluded her state visit to Romania and departed for New Delhi this afternoon. Romania was the final leg of the president's three-nation state visit, which also included Moldova and North Macedonia. In Romania, the president held wide-ranging discussions with her Romanian counterpart, President Nicosor Dan, aimed at strengthening bilateral cooperation across trade, investment, defence, digital technology, education, renewable energy and culture. The flood situation in Assam remains critical, with over 1.15 lakh people taking shelter in relief camps. Shivasagar, Charaideo and Jorhat are the worst affected districts. 14 more flood-related deaths have been reported, taking the state's flood deaths toll to 61. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the flood situation in the state. In Gujarat, rescue and relief operations are underway on a war footing following heavy rainfall across the state. Severe monsoon conditions continue in the state with heavy rainfall lashing several parts of the state. In men's cricket, India were 217 for 5 in 19.5 overs against host Zimbabwe in the second T20 international in Harare when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.